Disneyland. We've got your tickets coming up on K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have, it's St. Patrick's Day. Also, for Lent, I gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers. So for the next 4 hours, you will not hear them if I can catch it. What's up with Florida? A woman called 911 because her neighbor had a British accent. That happened. People are dumb. Somebody in Southern California trying to use the carpool lane, trying to fake it like they had a passenger. I'll tell you about that. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Cannons at the K-Rock Sound Space. And we will continue to give you tickets to Disneyland. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
More chances for you to win tickets to go to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure. Right now, it's the Mother Effin' Pixies. Where's My Mind on K-Rock.
St. Patrick's Day got wild in Chicago. Gallon jugs were everywhere.
Sweet gallon jugs of drinking for St. Patrick's Day. People are dumb. It's coming up next on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We want you to be a part of the 70th celebration at the Disneyland Resort. Got your chance to win a 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park coming up in a little more than 20 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
St. Patrick's Day got wild in Chicago. Gallon jugs were everywhere.
People were walking around with gallon jugs to drink. Only good could come from that, right?
Did you notice police were seen pouring green juice down drains?
Gallon jugs of green juice. Police are just pouring down the drain, which is where it belongs.
So now parents and doctors are talking about a drink called Borg.
Borg. It's B-O-R-G.
That stands for Blackout Rage Gallon.
Blackout Rage Gallon. I mean, at least the name is accurate. What could go wrong?
Yeah, so what exactly is this? Apparently, it's made up of a lot of alcohol, sweeteners, caffeine, and electrolyte.
This Borg phenomenon is basically taking a gallon jug and using about a fifth of alcohol.
Oh, a fifth of alcohol. Excellent. We're trying to die. Okay.
So that's the equivalent of about 16 to 17 drinks of alcohol.
But it's got to be safe because of all the other things they're adding to it.
And kids are under the impression because they mix this with electrolytes or different caffeinated beverages so that it tastes more tolerable, that it actually has some benefit that can outweigh the risk of alcohol.
Nope.
And of course, that isn't true.
God, people are dumb.
And that leads to the overconsumption of alcohol and alcohol poisoning and a lot of the bad effects that we're all aware of.
Dumbass. Talk to Mike Ness at the Almost Acoustic Christmas. He said this year is going to be big for Social Distortion, and that is their new song, Born to Kill. I love that. Less than 10 minutes, your chance to win tickets for Disneyland from K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa, you're caller 20. You win.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
You have a 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Do you have three people you can take with you?
Yes, I do. Four kids.
Four kids?
Yes, so this helps a lot.
You're going to have to leave one home. Sorry. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. A driver trying to cheat the carpool lane on the 10 freeway in West Covina was stopped this week.
This was an attempt, let's call it that, a creative solution to traffic, but CHP still caught on.
I've tried so many ways to get into that carpool lane before I got an electric car, before they took that away from me, including I was going to make a sticker and put it on the back of my Range Rover. Because I thought, at the time, electric cars are new. Cops won't know. I'm just going to get that sticker, the clean air sticker, and put it on the back of my Range Rover. And then I can go in the carpool lane. Except for everybody on the Kevin and Bean Show said they would call the police and tell on me. Narcs.
Check this out. A driver in a carpool lane of the 10 freeway in West Covina tried to outsmart the system.
So it's a 10 freeway in West Covina, and they are showing a picture of the passenger seat, and it looks like somebody's wearing a jacket.
That's not the driver, and frankly, that's not even a passenger. The driver took a jacket, wrapped it around the front seat with the seatbelt, fastened it across, hoping to resemble maybe someone sitting in the seat. It's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll admit, but officers caught on quick and stopped that driver.
Although, let's be honest, we have no idea how many other cops saw that guy and bought the fact that there were two people in that car because it looked magnificent.
Magnificent! Hold your leg down, Apples! He would make Barbara Walters cry! Ingenious! It's absolute perfection! It is absolute genius! As clean as a whistle!
All right.
As good as it gets!
It was as good as it gets!
Wonderful!
I mean, it was wonderful, but they got caught. So maybe less wonderful. That is the latest from Death Cab for Cutie called Riptides on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. When it is super hot like it is all this week, our local news really steps it up. Got some details coming up on K-Rock. It is hot and going to be hot all week long, and that's when our local news goes into high gear. This is from Channel 11.
Right now, let's head over to Susan Hirasuna. She is out in the heat in Hollywood right now. Susan?
So as you know, the idea is they send somebody out in the heat so that they can sweat and tell the audience how hot it is.
You know, Adam, a few weeks ago, well, we had that heavy rain, and now we've got this hot weather in mid-March. It's kind of whiplash situation.
All right, reporter on the street. Let's hear your interviews with people that are passing by that are super hot and can't get cool, or people to give us their tips for staying cool.
But there was no one that we found here on Hollywood Boulevard that minded the winter heat at all.
Okay, that's a strange start to a report on how much people are bothered by the heat.
On Hollywood Boulevard, David Kettlewell is hawking his tours in an un-air-conditioned open van.
All right, well, his business has to be devastated with this heat because people don't want to go on a tour in an open van with no air conditioning, right?
He claims tourists don't mind.
I've been doing these tours for 20 years.
Okay.
And all weather, rain, hail, and snow.
Well, but now we're talking heat.
I know it's hot, but people still do tours.
Okay. All right. People still do. All right. Let's look for someone else.
Indeed, what Angelenos might call too hot for March, spring breakers from Chicago call.
It's amazing.
I honestly just feel like waking up earlier and getting outside. It's a nice day, so might as well start it early. Right?
All right. So people from Chicago, where it's been winter, harsh winter, love it.
And these spring breakers from Louisiana.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah.
But it's not compared to like the South, okay, for sure.
But it's not enough to dissuade you from coming out of your air-conditioned room?
No, not at all.
I mean, technically, this whole report, you're asking tourists who traveled to be here if the heat would somehow keep them in their hotel rooms and not tour.
Kiki from Long Beach is sightseeing with her friend from Japan. This weather, for the two, a positive, not a negative.
Have you ever experienced like summer in Japan? It was worse than this one, yeah.
All right, reporter, I don't feel like you get the assignment.
What are you drinking?
Water. Lots of water, yeah. With ice.
Yes! Water with ice. Good work.
Ice water with lemon.
Ice water with lemon?
Yes.
Oh, very healthful of you.
Yeah.
So you know to hydrate in this kind of weather.
Right. Gotta stay hydrated.
You're telling a guy who's already hydrating to stay hydrated. Okay.
Reporting live in Hollywood, I'm Susan Hirasuna. Christine?
You know what? Let me handle this. It's hot. Drink water. It's going to be like 100 degrees.
Oh, yeah. That's so terrific.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with Three Things at Four on the way.
I'm going to tell you a story about a man who was arrested for fraud for pretending to be a member of Wu-Tang.
I love
Wu-Tang!
It. Megan Holliday is here now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
Number one, a Florida man got sentenced to 7 years in federal prison for pretending to be a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Aaron Barnes Burpo ran a multi-state fraud scheme where he convinced hotels, limousine companies, and other businesses that he was a member of Wu-Tang with ties to Roc Nation. This man walked into luxury hotels and ordered black car services on the strength of a name he made up and a rap group he was never in.
Wow.
Wu-Tang has like 9 members, 10 if you count ODB. So this man really just said, no one's going to count, and just added his name to the roster, you know? So the fraud racked up to around $300,000 in damages before he got caught. $300,000 in hotel stays, limo rides, because nobody just thought to Google whether this guy was actually in the most famous hip-hop group of all time. Barnes Burpo has been ordered to pay full restitution on top of his 7-year sentence. Wu-Tang forever. Number 2, Anita LeBrun says everyone deserves a good happy hour, even those in assisted living facilities like her.
All right.
At the Minnesota State Capitol, she spoke in support of a state bill that would allow nursing homes and assisted living facilities to host resident-focused events where alcohol can be consumed without requiring a liquor license. And you've got to hear the audio from
my friends and I love happy hour, just like many of you do, I am sure. Over a shared drink, we get to reminisce about parts of our life, military service, raising a family, the loss of a friend, and celebrating the golden phase of our lives too. Allowing our facility to coordinate this happy hour affords us and our families the peace of mind that we can enjoy life but not be out slipping on the ice to stop and get our box of wine. This amendment is simply putting into law what many people assume is already allowed. Happy hour at the place where we call home. Just because we are older and live in an assisted living doesn't mean that we should have fewer freedoms than anyone else.
Agreed.
I love her so much.
She's so great.
Give the woman happy hour, damn it. And number 3, Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien says the band plans to return to touring in 2027, but with a very different strategy. Instead of massive world tours, the band intends to play exactly 20 shows per year on a different continent each year. The idea is to keep touring limited so the band can give everything to each performance and avoid burnout as they get older. So O'Brien said that they won't be doing any shows in 2026, but the plan is for them to resume in 2027. We don't know yet what continent, any cities, nothing like that.
Interesting.
But, you know, last year they reunited for a 20-show run in Europe, and I think that the guys just had such a great time that they really liked. They were like, let's just do it like this again, keep it simple.
Yeah.
And so North America, please, that would be great.
As long as they play some songs.
They're going to play some songs
that we
know. You know and like. Okay. They are. They're back on track. Okay, I'm Megan Holiday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is the song Starburster from Fontaines, D.C. The D.C. stands for Dublin City. It's one of the themes of Mobland. It was used in the trailer for Havoc, and it's also one of the themes of Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man, that's coming out soon. It's St. Patrick's Day, so the 420 catch of the day is Fontaines, D.C., Starburster on the world-famous K-Rock. It is St. Patrick's Day, and so that is the 420 catch of the day. It's not a new song, but it's in a bunch of new projects, including the new Peaky Blinders movie, The Immortal Man. That's Fontaines, D.C., and it's Starburst on the world-famous K-Rock. That is Bad Omens on K-Rock.
And they're going to be taking over the forum next week on the 26th.
It's going to be fantastic. We have tickets for you to go to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure. Another chance is coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. It is St. Patrick's Day.
Woo-hoo!
Back in the day in the 90s, there was a place called Dublin's on Sunset.
Okay.
And we did a morning show there a couple of different times on St. Patrick's Day. And one of them, DJ Omar Khan, got so drunk. It was a disaster. And our boss hates live remotes anyway.
I know. He totally does. Yes.
Always against them. Uh-huh. But we would always go, oh, no, we talk him into it. But this particular time, DJ Omar Khan was there, and he had this going pretty much the whole time.
Yes! Oh,
and it got to be so annoying. So we would say, Omar, stop it. And of course that made him play it all the more. So this was literally the time when our boss said you can never broadcast live again.
So you guys ruined it?
He ruined it for everybody.
Oh
my
he did.
God.
So the broadcast was terrible. And then after the broadcast, I walked over to the bar and Omar was behind the bar serving drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I was like, what are you doing? And the security came over and they said, hey, he can't be back there. And I said, he said, what do you want us to do with him? And I said, what do you normally do with him? He said, kick him out. I said, kick him out.
Oh,
so they kicked him out. And I don't know, 5 minutes later, I saw him back inside over at one of the tables talking or laughing or whatever. But this ruined it for everybody. It was so annoying.
I would pay to see him.
Oh, my God. So
amazing.
You or somebody you know ruined it for everybody. That's what we want to talk about. It's because it's a drinking holiday. It's St. Patrick's Day. The number's 800-520-1067. You or somebody you know ruined it for everybody. We will take your calls, 800-520-1067, or your text.
And for the best call or text, we've got, we're going to get you into the Cannons album release party. It's going to be here in the K-Rock Sound Space on the 27th.
You or someone you know ruined it for everybody. Extra points if it's you.
Yeah! 800-520-1067.
We're talking about you ruined it for everybody, drinking stories.
Okay, so this person said, I had a birthday party at Rock and Riley's in WeHo 1 year. The manager tolerated me but didn't like me. She proceeded to buy like 30 to 40 shots for all of my guests. And right after, she found some of my porn friends shooting some amateur videos upstairs in the loft.
Okay.
She proceeded to make everyone close out. And then she closed the bar at 11 p.m. Who ruined it in this situation? The porn people?
It is St. Patrick's Day, a drinking holiday. So our topic today is you or someone you know ruined it for everybody.
And the 562 said, I was the best man at my brother's wedding and we were taking shots. Once everyone else left the bar, I kept taking shots. I started to feel sick, so I tried to make it to the bathroom. As I was walking, I got sick in the hallway and all over the stalls. Once the place found out what happened, they told everyone to leave because of the cleaning and the wedding was over.
We were talking about earlier how DJ Omar Khan ruined the Kevin and Bean Show live one St. Patrick's Day by playing that horn 7,000 times in a row.
I love it so much.
Yes. So we're taking your phone calls and your texts about you or someone you know ruined it for everybody because it's a drinking holiday.
So you can call us or text at 800-520-1067. And the best call, you're going to come out to the Cannons album release party in the K-Rock Sound Space on the 27th.
You or someone you know ruined it for everybody.
So my parents, they got married on St. Patrick's Day, divorced 2 years later on St. Patrick's Day. And now my dad's side of the family doesn't even celebrate it anymore.
No.
It was the biggest thing when I was growing up. My mom still does every year just to spite my dad.
She celebrates St. Patrick's Day just to make him angry?
Yep.
I love
every single year.
She goes hard.
I love a good spite drink.
Uh-huh.
Me too. I encourage it every year.
K-Rock, hello. You ruined it for everybody.
That is correct, yeah. And the reason there's no student bartenders at my college.
What did you do?
So basically what happened was there was a pressurized keg system, right? So when one keg goes out, you just get another one so you don't have to keep changing them out.
Got it.
And so the beer was out and we're like, oh, we got to change the keg. And of course we had no training. So we just unhooked this thing, and it turned into just a beer hose bringing down this whole pressurized system. And so imagine, you know, Moby Dick, you hook the whale, and it's like pulling you through the ocean with splashing waves, and that's basically what it was.
Oh my
and
God.
We caused all this damage. And then ever since then, there's been professional bartenders only.
Oh, my God. Oh, you did ruin it for everybody,
yeah,
literally.
Right.
For everybody. So that's a good drinking one there.
K-Rock, hello.
So I ruined the 4th of July party for everybody.
Let's hear it.
So I was drinking that night, obviously. So we had like a ladder that we put out to watch the fireworks. And then in the bag, there was a mortar. And I thought it was like a regular firework. So I put it on top of the ladder. I lit it.
So you lit a mortar on top of a ladder. Smart.
And then the mortar just went everywhere and exploded, blew up the wooden ladder. And everybody around it was, like, watching the fireworks, but the shrapnel hit, like, little kids, hit my grandpa, hit my mom.
Wow.
They were calling the ambulance. So, yeah, I ruined it for everybody.
Oh, my God, dude.
You win went from thinking you were going to be the hero to ruining it in half a second.
Just like that, because I thought it was a regular firework.
Oh, my God. You almost killed your whole family, dude.
Oh, I know.
That is not what you want to do, for sure.
Insane.
All right. 800-520-1067. Wow. You or someone you know ruined it for everybody. It is St. Patrick's Day. We are taking your phone calls or your texts. You or somebody you know ruined it for everybody.
626 said, my friends and I were trying to sneak into this sold-out show and managed to actually make it in when our last friend got in. He literally asked the security guard, so you don't need to see my ticket? Next thing you know, our whole group got stopped and kicked out of the show.
I hate that guy. It is a drinking holiday, so you or someone you know ruined it for everybody.
323 said, St. Patty's Day 2003, lots of Jameson. And I puked on the girl that I liked.
Oh, no.
So bad.
What sound fits less right there than that? We talked about an hour ago about DJ Omar Khan ruining our live broadcast on St. Patrick's Day.
So good.
And
so
the
funny
topic has been, you or someone you know ruined it for everybody. You have a story like that?
Well, okay, I did it, but my brother did.
All right, let's hear it.
So we were having a St. Patrick's Day party a couple years ago, and my brother and his friend went on a beer run, and they came back with O'Doul's, like 10 packs of O'Doul's for everybody.
No. Right. O'Doul's is non-alcoholic. That's the only kind that I can drink now.
And like they were so proud that they went on the beer run, but they came back with non-alcoholic beer.
They truly didn't know. They truly didn't.
No.
Wow.
They were just like, oh, it's an Irish name.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
Like,
wow.
I love it so much.
I wish I could have been there when you were describing what they did wrong.
Yeah, they didn't get it. We're like, guys, it doesn't have any, it's non-alcoholic beer. And they were just like, oh, well, we already bought it.
Oh, whoops. There went all the beer money.
That's all the money we got. Sorry, everybody.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
So I go to this party. A bunch of co-workers, and it was down south of the border. So we start playing quarters, and I teach them, you know, I'm showing them how to play quarters, and I'm literally making each one of the other three guys drink because I'm just going in and one, boom. Well, I got so drunk, I went to the restroom and was holding on to the sink, and all of a sudden the sink pulled away from the wall to the floor, water going everywhere, the hose disconnected from the sink. It was just a mess.
Love it. I love it.
You destroyed that place.
You tore single-handedly tore down a bar.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wow, I can't even say that. That's embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Well done.
Wow, we had a lot of good ones today.
Holy crap. You or someone you know ruined it for everybody. Who do you like?
Okay, so I like the guy whose brother accidentally got the non-alcoholic O'Doul's and brought it back to the St. Patty's Day party.
Shot the whole budget on it?
Yeah, so it's Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Did you guys just stop drinking, or did someone else kick in some money, or how did that story end?
We ended up buying more alcohol. We made them drink the O'Doul's, though.
Nice.
So they had to drink it for us.
Yeah,
tonight.
You don't get to keep partying for this mistake.
Right.
Exactly.
Love it so much.
Well, congratulations. You got tickets to see Cannons when they play the K-Rock Sound Space March 27th.
Sweet. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Josh. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank you, man. We want you to be part of the 70th celebration at Disneyland Resort.
So I've got your one day, one park passes to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure coming up at 6 on K-Rock.